I should be writing number 422. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And I did my random number generator to-do list today, and I had some mixed results. For one thing, I got a lot done. For another thing, the most important things in my life, you know, beyond family obligations, are writing and podcasting. And so if the random number generator never pulls up writing and podcasting, then suddenly it's 6 o'clock and I realize, oh, I didn't do the most important things today. So I'm going to have to tweak my system a little bit. I'm thinking maybe assigning more than one number to those, to the really important things, so the odds of it coming up are much higher. And, you know, someone out there is going, or you could just freaking do it. But if I could just freaking do it, then I wouldn't need a weird random number generator productivity system, would I? So after realizing that, I did get some writing done tonight. I find it interesting that when I am at the beginning of a book, and I'm not quite sure how things are setting up, I'll introduce a character in a scene, and it'll be a pretty basic scene. And then when I rewrite it, it gets more and more exciting as I rewrite it. You know, something, a person will be introduced, and it'll be like the day after something exciting and violent happened. And then when I rewrite it, I'm thinking, no, wait, I need to show that. When I first wrote it, I didn't know what had happened. I just knew what injury was left over. But as I wrote more and as I thought about it more, what had happened became clear, and I realized that's how the character needs to be introduced. And now I've got a scene where someone dies and no one's really impressed about it. And then I rewrote it and made them panic a little bit more. And then I rewrote it tonight, and it was a stampede with someone getting stabbed on the way out and lots of panic. So this is why you should never, ever, ever judge your first drafts. Because you can trust yourself that once you get comfortable with the introduction of a character or the introduction of a conflict, you can always make it deeper on rewrites. So that's what I learned today. But other than that, my random number generator thing worked. I mean, I got a lot done. I rolled the die. I saw what number I was doing, and then I did the thing. Then I rolled the die, and then I adjusted all my numbers, or the numbers that needed adjusting. And then I got a smaller die, because I crossed enough off my list that I could move from a 12-sider to a 10-sider. That was exciting. I don't know if it's awesome or alarming how easily our brains are hackable. So for you Patreon people, I'm probably going to finish this scene and send it to those of you who've supporting me at the $3 or more level. Because I think it's a fun scene. I need to put a little bit more blood in, but overall it's a fun scene. I'm proud of it. New characters, new blood. A secret exclusive basement dance party. in a villa in Iceland. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? I'm trying to continue to do my Instagram thing, and I'm getting lots of attention. Not a lot of people are saying anything, and people aren't doing the one thing I want them to do, which I can't tell you, because if I tell you, it ruins it. But I'm afraid that I'm too messy to do the Instagram thing daily, because I kind of am trying to set up a specific shot, and I just have too much crap around me to get it consistently every day. So that's a little annoying. But I can still try. I probably won't do one today, because it's already 8:53, and I just got my writing done, and now I gotta record this, and then edit it, and upload it. And then I would like to be done with the day, and actually earn some video game time. I bought a bunch of new books. And I'm trying to keep myself from reading them, because I'm already in the middle of a book, and I should probably finish that one. But I'm very impatient. But I try to look at it the way we look at stuff we want to write. It's like, yes, the thing you're not doing is always shinier than the thing you are doing. I think that's all I have to talk about today. Sorry it's short, but if you have any ideas for show topics, please let me know. I would love to hear them. I've gotten one person say they want a Patreon NaNoWriMo episodes, or NaNoWriMo series. I'm going to have to brainstorm and figure out what I can do that I haven't already done. Last year I did The Purge. That was a lot of fun. But I'll see what I can do. If you want to support me on Patreon, that's patreon.com/mightymer. The website is merverse.com. And you can get in touch with me at mightymer@gmail.com or Twitter at mightymer. Good luck with whatever productivity thing you're trying, because I hope it's actually ending up with words written for you, because you should be writing.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.